The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Doctora Marta Lucia Ramirez Blanco.
Last week, the new president of Colombia, Iván Duque, swore in his vice president, Marta Lucia Ramirez, Colombia's first female vice president.
Juro por Dios y la Constitución y las leyes por el bienestar.
But the bigger story is that half the cabinet Ramirez will lead are also women. They'll be in charge of ministries from justice to energy to culture. It's the first time ever a Colombian government has had that top-level gender parity. To many Colombians, that matters especially now. The country's trying to implement a peace accord that ended a civil war that lasted 52 years.
This is something that women, we know how to do it.
As Ramirez told Israeli radio in 2012,
we are very familiar about how to protect family, citizens all over around us.
Whether or not women are born peacemakers, women like Ramirez are breaking the political techo de cristal, or glass ceiling, in Colombia and throughout Latin America. One big reason? More than a decade ago, much of the region put new election laws in place. Women's advocates like Beatriz Quintero say that's now bearing fruit.
La barra es más alta porque siempre hay que seguir avanzando. Exactamente.
Finally, our children can see equality as part of our political culture. That's largely because by law, a third of all candidates in Colombia's legislative elections must be women.
Quintero heads the National Women's Network, a Colombian nonprofit. She points out the quota statute has helped make the Colombian Senate almost a quarter female today. Mexico's Senate and Argentina's are almost half female thanks to similar laws. And in the past decade, six heads of state in Latin America and the Caribbean have been women. That's six more than the U.S. can count.
Having more women in politics is an essential first step, but it's no guarantee of advancing women's rights in other areas.
Quintero feels the most urgent area is violence against women. More than a third of Colombian women, about 55 a day, suffer sexual violence. That's one of the highest rates in the world, and sadly, it's the norm in much of Latin America.
Not just the violence, but the impunity men enjoy after committing the violence.
But if strengthening women's protection is crucial in Colombia and Latin America, so is raising women's prosperity.
We have seen great advance in the recruitment for women, but we still have a long way to go.
Carolina Forero is a marketing director at Hayes Colombia, a business executive recruitment firm. Half of Colombia's cabinet may be women now, but only 7% of Colombia's female workers hold high-level executive positions. Forero says that is changing, and women are now counting on Colombian business to imitate Colombian politics.
56% of women are aspiring to the top level, and we project that in 10 years there will be equality between women and men for getting positions in top management.
Last week was also a reminder that greater gender equality in Latin American politics doesn't always mean liberal outcomes on women's issues. In Argentina, these women marched in support of abortion rights. But the Senate narrowly rejected a bill that would have legalized abortion in the first trimester, and both men and women voted against it. Graciela Romer is an Argentine political consultant.
You have very conservative women, and the result of our abortion law shows that.
Romer points out Latin America has some of the world's most severe statutes outlawing abortion. So she believes coming so close to legalizing it in Argentina was a moral victory for reproductive rights advocates.
Abortion was for many, many, many years taboo, but for the first time the issue is in the agenda. It doesn't pass today, but perhaps next year. That's for me the most important thing. It's unbelievable. Aborto legal!
But more believable this summer as rules that put more women in control of the Latin America agenda take hold. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.